My pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
We're gonna bring you somebody,
man,
that's been everywhere in North Dakota. You know, we've been fortunate enough to tell you here on Afternoons Live about a book, Dakota Attitude, and it contains interviews from every town in North Dakota, and every town has a story to tell, and there's an individual who I'm happy to introduce you to that's got all the stories told in this fantastic book, Jim Puppy. We've been telling you about it. Well, guess what? We got him, and he's already a local celebrity right here. Welcome to Afternoons Live over at the Mindat Market. How are you doing, Jim?
Thanks, Tyler. Happy to be here.
Well, appreciate it. And I don't joke. You know, we have these signed KFGO listener cookbooks, and people knew that Jim was stopping by and say, hey, can you sign and autograph the book as they're buying them? So there you go. Thanks for coming on over. Okay. It's a... You know, and visiting with you about this book that you can buy right here at the Mindat Market, visiting about whatever town it is, you already remember exactly, and there's a lot of towns you've been to. Talk about the work that went into making this book to where I can buy it, give it for a gift, which is a perfect Christmas gift if you're in North Dakota. Talk about the work that went into this, Jim.
Well, I'll tell you, I worked with the Veterans Administration for about 35 years, and when I retired, I decided I wanted to travel the state of North Dakota and find out what the pulse or the voice of the people was. And so what I did is I purchased an older van and head out with my recorder and a loaf of bread with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and a thermos of coffee, and I stopped in every town in North Dakota to visit somebody. Now, what's unique about this, I feel, is that I didn't pick the people. As I approached a town and entered a town, I would talk to people that were native of that area and ask them who they respected, somebody of good human character, somebody of integrity. And believe me, these are just wonderful, wonderful folks all across the state of North Dakota that were referred to me. And most of the interviews took place at the kitchen table. Now, that is just really neat. So it seemed as if they were that was a friend or a long-lost neighbor or something. They just opened up to me, and they told their stories. And that was I felt so privileged to be able to hear their stories.
And document them. And I'm glad you said friend, because I'm not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. When I pulled up, you know, everyone knows I'm from Leeds. So I'm like, oh, okay, and it's all in alphabetical order so I can actually figure out what I'm doing here. And, you know, Gene Larson. Right away, you're saying it was almost like it happened yesterday, the conversation you had with Gene. So, I mean, these became your friends, these people in these towns, it seems, Jim.
They were, and they were so honest and open to me. And I think they identified me as somebody from North Dakota. I told them I was born and raised on the farm. I went to country school, went to one of the universities in North Dakota, drafted in the state of North Dakota, and lived in North Dakota all my life. And so they were one of me, and I appreciated the fact that they were so open with me and told their stories. So there was a trust involved. So all the stories or all the interviews were recorded, and I picked out portions of that interview and incorporated into this book, which is 617 stories from every town of North Dakota.
How many years does it take you to do something like this? I mean, that's a lot of miles you put into that van, a lot of peanut butter jelly sandwiches, a lot of coffee tables of coffee.
It was, but it was so much fun because the people of North Dakota were so open and so honest, and a chance to interact with them and hear their stories. But, yeah, it took me about 14 years to do it. My primary travels were during the summer. And since I live in Fargo, I covered the radius of Fargo about 60 miles out. So I was home, you know, during that period of time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was there a story or a town that stood out to you as, I mean, to this day, you're like, wow, that was such a unique experience, whether it was at the coffee shop, or is there one that stands out? I mean, every town has their own story, don't get me wrong. But which one impacted you the most?
Well, I don't know if I can pick out one, but there's a variation of people whom I visit with. One lady had 21 children, and they all survived until adulthood. I interviewed five former prisoners of war. I interviewed people who lost their sons during service, a number of school teachers throughout the state, many farmers. So there's quite a variety of people. But again, I visited with those people whom the local people referred to me. So their status in life it really didn't make any difference. It's just the fact that they were respected and had integrity in that area.
Jim Puppy's our guest. He's the author of The Dakota Attitude. We've been telling you about this book for weeks. Perfect holiday gift. Somebody texted in, Tyler, can I get the book at the Mindak Market? Yes, you can. In fact, I got it in my hands right now. I am sitting just across the hall, or not the hallway, across the store from exactly. I can point it out. If you come back, you grab your KFGO listener cookbook. $5 there. You walk just across. I'll point out exactly where the book is. You can't have the one here because I'm buying this one. 14 years. How many thousands of miles? I mean, North Dakota is a big state. You know, to get in that van and put in all those miles over 14 years.
113,000 miles and, 14 years to do it.
Gas was cheaper back then, I bet. Yeah,
yes, it was. So I had to schedule this thing so I'd hit the pocket so I wouldn't have to, go back to those areas again. But, yes, I did cover the entire state.
Yeah. Well, and it's just, I mean, I'm sitting here skipping through and just all these photos, you know, and everyone's description here that comes in. I mean, it's so North Dakota in the fact that people open up their homes, said, you know what, come on in, Jim. I got coffee brewing. We'll sit and chat about, whether it's the livelihood of their town or what they've done. It's just something so unique and very just North Dakotan, if I didn't say that enough. What else about your experience that people need to know about? Whether it's the travel, the stays. I mean, did people, they open up the house to say, come on in, let's chat. And just how did it all come together?
Well, like someone said, we know more about the soil, about the people. And I wanted to find out about the people. And I think that through the interviews, we were successful to be able to identify the stories, to identify the resilience that people had. Like during the last couple of years dealing with a pandemic, years ago they had many crises in their lives, mm-hmm. but yet they're able to go through those. They had great contentment amongst them. A lot of them went to country school, and if they didn't get along with somebody in that school, get over it because we need you for the ball game. Mm-hmm. Sundays, families, neighbors would get together, and it was always that homemade fried chicken. And it tastes so good because it was fried with lard. And nowadays, it seems like we have all these comforts, in our presence, but we don't have the contentment that people had back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. It was just a great time for people to associate with others, and they had great quality of life because those people lived in a community where people cared and they took care of each other.
It's interesting. You were talking about, the way of which they were forced, even if they were butting heads over one thing, you had to get along. You're a community, you're neighbors. And now you think about here in 2021 and how things have changed. We're the most connected we've ever been, but we're also the most isolated we've ever been when it comes to the way we interact with really our neighbors, And one thing I can tell you, I think about how many times where, somebody wishes they would have documented a conversation with somebody that was maybe a couple generations older than them. But then, unfortunately, time passes on and, we lose that individual. You did all that. People that regret not doing it, you were able to go into every town and do that and capture that story, that of that highly regarded individual. And that's something I think a lot of people will cherish, Jim.
Well, thank you. And, it was a privilege to be out talking to these people. I was a native of North Dakota. I love the state. And the people that live in North Dakota, especially the elderly, They love North Dakota as well. There's an old German saying, home is where you were rocked in a cradle. And by golly, they're going to stay there, stay at home. That's where they lived. That's where they farmed. That's where they grew up. That's where their friends were. That's where the family were, was. So important for them to remain in those areas.
You know, it's funny.
That's comforting.
It is. And what you bringing that up reminded me of another thing. I was visiting with a coworker the other day. And, you know, I'm from Fargo, or I live in Fargo, but I'm from Leeds, for example. And there's a lot of people that, you know, that they've come down to this metro area, well, as Fargo, Moorhead. It's like, I live in Moorhead, but I'm from. And it's always that, what you say, that place where you're in the cradle. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's always that home is where you're born, where you're raised.
Right.
I live here, but I'm from. And that's something that I'm not sure if that's unique to this area, but it certainly is noticeable when you're visiting with people in the metro here.
People are proud of their backgrounds, where they came from. They think they're proud of their childhood, and they know they had these relationships with people. Mm-hmm. And that's so important. I think that's a need that we have, you know, to be around others, relationship, people that are trusting, people that are helpful. And I think a lot of the people that existed or lived during those periods of time, they couldn't have made it without their friends and neighbors and family.
That's very true. You got a little bit more?
A lot of them struggled. They really struggled. They're down in the ditches mm-hmm. of life or in the valleys, but they rose. And I think I was privileged to talk to these people because the people that were referred to me experienced these type in life. Yeah.
You got a little bit more time for me. I want to talk about the sale of this book. I know that proceeds go to certain areas. You got a little bit more time for me, Jim?
Sure.
Very good. Jim Puppy is my guest, author. Dakota Attitude, we've been telling you about it. I got my hands on a copy here. I'm buying it today. You can find it at the Mindac Market along with the 2021 KFGO Listener Cookbook. Those are $5. Those proceeds go towards a charity we'll tell you about probably on Monday. In the meantime, if you have questions, send those in to 35270. Too Tall Tom Schmancy's got a weather update for you. Then we'll wrap up the first hour right after this.
6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home tonight.
The song breathe a little bit, but you know what? I've only got a little bit of time left with the author Jim Puppy of Dakota Attitude. And Jim, I've been enjoying our conversation. We got other groupies coming in now visiting about their towns and who you interviewed there as well. But the book's available for sale here at the Mindac Market. I know you can go to Dakota Attitude and purchase it there. But one thing that I've been just impressed by is proceeds are going towards, I think it's the North Dakota Nursing Program. Is that correct?
Right. Some to student nurses within colleges in North Dakota.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the reason behind that? Just want to give back, or a special place for you, or?
Right. Kind of the North Dakota way.
Yeah.
You know, it is. People do that. People are very giving, and I certainly want to do that. And I have no reason to, you know, do any, you know, else, you know, for otherwise. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, and one thing you had said, and I want to bring this on air, you know, because you're the author, but you said this isn't really your book. It's the people within these pages. It's their book. It's their stories. You did all the work to get that on the paper to get it out for everyone else to take in. So thank you for doing it.
Well, thank you, Tyler. Yeah. I enjoyed the conversation with you. And, again, great people in North Dakota, and we can be so proud of so many unsung heroes that are out there that we'll never be able to hear the stories from. And hopefully I was able to make a difference by interviewing those people that, well, 617 people from every town in North Dakota.
Yeah, just incredible. Great work. I'm glad that I got my copy now so I can bring it back home for the holidays here. Jim, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate the time. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you. Jim Puppy, author of Dakota Attitude. Again, this is interviews from every town in North Dakota. You can buy it here at the Mindac Market. While you're here, you stop by, you get your KFGO Listener Cookbook. That's $5. You pay at the register while you're bringing this Dakota Attitude book up there as well. When we come back, you, me, this microphone, your cell phone for a little bit. I got another friend that came in here from old the Marion area. We'll see if we can't convince him to get on these airwaves. Lemoore won earlier. In fact, Kindred wins as well, 37-14 over Hillsboro Central Valley. That's the latest from the Dakota Bowl. We'll get you caught up on some more of that. Erica Rapp from FargoUnderground.com will be over here as well, telling you about all the downtown Fargo Moorhead happenings. That's brought to you by the Boiler Room. $25 and a gift card for you coming up. And we'll wrap things up with Big Deck Barbecue, because you know what? They've got some product over here, a cool local story about mustards, barbecues. It's all coming up on Afternoons Live Friday edition. Stay with us.